Overcoming procrastination. When you are doing your work eagerly and cheerfully, you avoid the temptation to do it this afternoon instead, or maybe tomorrow. In fact, you probably won't be able to wait to get started. Have you ever wondered at the stories about famous people who get up at some seemingly ungodly hour to begin their work? They do it because they're eager to do what they are doing, and they have gained their fame because of that eagerness. When you act as soon as you must, the habit of procrastination dies from not being fed, and no one laments its passing. The Extra Mile Formula. To help you keep your mind fixed on going the extra mile, I have developed the following formula, the only one in this book. It's very simple. Q1 plus Q2 plus MA equals C. Q1 is the quality of service rendered. Q2 is the quantity of service rendered. MA is the mental attitude in which it is rendered. C is your compensation. Compensation here means all the things that come into your life. Money, joy, harmony with others, spiritual enlightenment, faith, an open mind, a sense of tolerance, or anything else worthwhile that you seek. Always be aware of the diverse nature of compensation. Money is nice, but it certainly will not be the only thing that makes you successful or allows you to enjoy success. Do not cut off relationships which are poor in financial rewards but rich in other qualities. For no matter how much service you render, others will recognize your one-sided approach. The spotlight of contrast will shine on you unfavorably then and will seek out those who remain true to the spirit of going the extra mile. Chapter 6. Create Personal Initiative. One of the biggest benefits from going the extra mile is the emphasis it requires you to place on personal initiative. This chapter will round out your understanding of personal initiative, and through example, it will show you how to multiply that quality in yourself. Andrew Carnegie once told me, "There are two types of people who never amount to anything. There are those who never do anything except what they are told to do, and there are those who cannot even do what they are told to do." The people who get ahead do the things that should be done without being told, and they don't stop there. They go the extra mile and do much more than is expected of them. Personal initiative is absolutely necessary if you are going to realize your goal. It will bring you advancement, attention, and opportunity. The major attributes of personal initiative. In the years I spent formulating these principles of success, I observed many extraordinary people. What follows is a list of qualities that constantly appeared in my observations. Some of them will be things that have already been covered in this book. Others come later. The important thing for you to do here is to identify these characteristics in yourself as you are now and to think about how you can increase and strengthen them. The adoption of a definite major purpose. The motivation to act continuously in pursuit of that purpose. A mastermind alliance to acquire the power to attain that purpose. Self-reliance. Self-discipline. Persistence, based upon the will to win. Well-developed imagination, controlled and directed. The habit of prompt, definite decision-making. The habit of basing opinions on known facts, not guesswork. The habit of going the extra mile. The capacity to generate enthusiasm at will and control it. A well-developed sense of details. The capacity to listen to criticism without resentment. Familiarity with the 10 basic human motives. The capacity to concentrate attention on one task at a time. Assuming full responsibility for one's own actions. Willingness to accept full responsibility for the mistakes of subordinates. Patience with subordinates and associates. Recognizing the merits and abilities of others. A positive mental attitude at all times. The capacity for applied faith. The habit of following through. The habit of emphasizing thoroughness instead of speed. Dependability. No doubt many of these qualities are already familiar to you. You may think, "I've already got that." But it is the nature of the 17 principles of success that each depends upon the others, and you can't develop one without relying upon and developing others at the same time. How can you develop faith without applying it through personal initiative? And how can you have personal initiative without a definite purpose to carry out? You can't.